Lesson 25, Priesthood, The Power of Godliness. Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Class Member Study Guide. Reading Assignment. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, Verses 33 through 44. Section 107. Section 121, Verses 34 through 46. And Our Heritage, Pages 26 through 27. The Aaronic priesthood and the Melchizedek priesthood were restored to the earth in the spring of 1829. Following the organization of the church in 1830, the Lord gradually revealed priesthood offices, quorums, and councils as needed to provide leadership for the growth of the church. What do priesthood holders promise as part of the oath and covenant of the priesthood? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, Verses 33, 36, and 39 through 44. What blessings does the Lord promise as part of the oath and covenant of the priesthood? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, Verses 33 through 34, Verse 38, and Verse 42. In Doctrine and Covenants, Section 121, Verses 34 through 46, the Lord reveals principles for using the priesthood. In addition to their application to priesthood holders, these principles apply generally to all human relationships. How can we apply these principles as we interact with others? Scripture Chain. Revelations on Priesthood Offices, Quorums, and Councils. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, Verses 38 through 67. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 41, Verses 9 through 12. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 90, Verses 1 through 6. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 102, Verses 1 and 2. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107, Verses 21 through 25. End of Lesson 25, Priesthood, The Power of Godliness, from Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Class Member Study Guide.
Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Class Member Study Guide. Lesson 27, They Must Needs Be Chastened and Tried, Even as Abraham. Reading Assignment, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 101, Section 103, and Section 105. Also Our Heritage, pages 27 through 29, and pages 37 through 45. From 1831 to 1833, many saints settled in Jackson County, Missouri, which the Lord had designated as the center stake of Zion. But because of the transgressions of some church members and the persecutions of the local citizens, the saints were driven from Jackson County in the fall of 1833. What reasons did the Lord give for allowing afflictions to come upon the saints in Missouri? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 101, Verses 2, 4, and 6 through 8. For what purposes does the Lord chasten His people? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 95, Verse 1, Section 105, Verse 6, Helaman, Chapter 12, Verse 3. How did the Lord show compassion for the saints after chastening them? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 101, Verses 9 through 19. How have you felt the Lord's love and mercy in times of special need? Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 101, Verses 35 through 38. What can we learn from these verses to help us keep our mortal life in proper perspective? The Lord revealed that the saints would have to wait a little season for the redemption of Zion because of the disobedience and dissension of some saints. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 105, Verses 9 and 13. What are some of the requirements the Lord gave for the eventual establishment of Zion? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 105, Verses 1 through 13. Scripture Chain, Enduring Despite Adversity. Acts chapter 14, Verses 21 through 22. 2 Nephi chapter 2, Verse 11. Mosiah chapter 24, Verses 13 through 16. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 50, Verse 5. And Doctrine and Covenants, Section 58, Verse 2. End of Lesson 27, they must needs be chastened and tried even as Abraham. From Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Class Member Study Guide.